Today at the White House, a historic do-over. At yesterday's inauguration, we witnessed two super high-powered Harvard Law graduates, the President and the Chief Justice, manage to muff the oath of office. First, there was the simple case of missed cues.
I, Barack Hussein Obama,
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
And then there was this.
That I will execute the office of President to the United States faithfully.
That I will execute
the office of President of the United States faithfully.
President to the United States, or to the faithfully United States? Not a thing of beauty. That oath and a handful of law professors said, redo it. And after dismissing that idea, the Obama White House went ahead and did precisely that. NPR's Scott Horsley is at the White House. Scott, what did they do?
Robert, it was a much smaller crowd that witnessed this second... ...recitation of the oath, but they got to hear it the way it is prescribed by the Constitution, and that, in the end, was why the Obama administration decided to do this. They continue to say that they believe that the oath was administered appropriately yesterday in front of hundreds of thousands in person and, of course, a television audience of many times that size. You don't want to tell all those folks that what they were watching was a dress rehearsal, but because the oath is spelled out explicitly in the Constitution itself, in an abundance of caution, Chief Justice Roberts came here to the White House, and there in the here in the map room, in front of a small group of reporters, he once again administered the oath to President Obama, and this time they got it right.
Now, I thought that the president becomes president at noon on January the 20th, according to the Constitution, and this business of the oath being defective was just nonsense, according to some.
Yes, I've been getting a lot of emails from constitutional scholars about what's in Article 2 of the Constitution and what the amendments spell out, and I guess that's the kind of thing that academic lawyers like to argue about.
Well, this is a bit reminiscent. I mean, the idea that in an abundance of caution, the White House went ahead and redid the oath of office and brought the Chief Justice back over. To me, it's a bit reminiscent of that lawsuit that was brought against Barack Obama's eligibility for the presidency, claiming that he wasn't actually born in Hawaii. He was born in Indonesia. It seems to be one of those things that you just don't want to have that kind of lawsuit being litigated.
It reminded Press Secretary Robert Gibbs of that very thing, too. He was joking about this morning and said, you know, we have the birth certificate if you want to see it. This evening, Chief Justice Roberts said to Barack Obama, are you ready to take the oath? And Obama replied, I am, and we're going to do it very slowly.
And this was after Gibbs had dismissed the idea of doing it over again, and after Vice President Biden had made a joke about it when they were swearing in senior White House staff today.
That's right. The Vice President was taking no chances. He said his memory is not as good as the Chief Justice's, and so he read the oath for the senior staffers off of a piece of paper.
Okay, the bottom line is Chief Justice Roberts went to the White House today, and I gather in the map room, re-administered the oath, this time properly, to President Obama, so no one can say that he did not swear to the actual constitutional oath of office.
And there was a smattering of applause, after which the president joked with the reporters that now they have to go to 12 more inaugural balls.
And NPR's Scott Horsley at the White House. Thanks a lot.
Good to be with you.